You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
By the way, Tim Roy, still at the top of his game.
Standard.
He is really good.
He is, man.
How long have you been doing it? Before you got here? Not at all. I was at the Contra Costa time, so I was...
That's good, E.
I was at, what did he say? 06. He's probably coming up on 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Steph Curry.
Probably coming up on 30.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
I went to the restroom, the men's room, and I saw somebody I hadn't met. And he greeted me with Happy Halloween. It's not.
That was an Amazon delivery man, bro.
Well, he's. What's his.
He doesn't work here. He's picking up packages.
I didn't know. I treated him like I treat everybody else. But don't say happy.
Nah, you know what?
Merry Christmas, I
You know
get.
What? And I'll be
happy
honest with you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Mess me with the Halloween.
Let me. By the way, Brian, hey, seriously. I did not do a great job of teasing this. Coming up in 10 minutes, Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM Radio. He is the man.
Yeah.
As it pertains to basketball. Let me do a little test. All right, you ready? Hey, Goo, what's the name of the janitor that works here that we see all the time? What's his name?
The custodian. Yeah, Tony.
Evan, what's his name?
I don't know.
I thought you knew.
No, but if I don't know, I'm going to tell you.
Good. Anyway, you don't treat everybody the same. I've seen it firsthand.
I've worked in corporate almost 25 years of my life.
So that's where you learn the disrespect for those people?
No, those are my rules. I treat the CEO just like I would anybody else.
No, that's not true.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a bigger issue with you being perturbed that he gave you a happy Halloween. Yeah. I bet you more Americans celebrate take part in Halloween than Christmas.
I have nothing for that, Evan. I just don't like that we've hijacked the holiday to live out fantasies, dark secret fantasies, and dress up and go to parties and do things that you normally don't do. Why? I don't like any of it. Halloween is for the kids to go get candy, not mom and dad to do some, you know what I mean. I don't like that stuff, man. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you who I have a
Evan's
bone.
Like, what the F?
Let me tell you who I have a
Bring
bone.
Bring it on.
Let me tell you I have a bone to pick with.
Hey, you got a couple on there.
Dan in Roseville. Steiny. No. You're wrong about the Buddy Hield comp coming out of Oklahoma. Trey Young was who everyone was comparing to Steph coming out with Oklahoma. Buddy was comp to guys like Reggie Miller. Here's why you're wrong, Dan, even though I appreciate the interaction. Vivek Ranadive Buddy Hield could be like Steph Curry. That's why the Kings drafted him.
Wow.
They thought Buddy Hield could be the kind of player that Steph could be, especially the shooting and the high pick and roll.
Is it? Well, that actually makes a lot of sense. They also want a Jimmer.
Yeah. They got Jimmer, too.
Jimmer,
they're just taking shooters left and right.
Dude, for dead, Jimmer, man. Talk about it.
Jimmer goes on the Maloofs. Period. Mm. They made Jeff Petrie draft him.
I'll say this to that. The Kobe thing was he loved Kobe. Buddy.
Who?
Buddy Hield.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, everybody did, but.
Not everybody.
Well, you.
Geltzy.
Yeah.
Brian Geltzeiler in 10 minutes. Let's go to Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee's in Fairfield. Hey, Mr. Lee.
Steiny Guru, my favorite. I always got to say, man, my favorite show.
Listen to me. I believe
him. Thank you, my man.
My favorite show. So what I think about, chiming in on JK, I've called in tons of times about JK. I like the young man, too. But I think even the national media will say this guy's real athletic. When that's your label, you're real athletic. You're real athletic.
Yeah.
You're real athletic. Yeah. I don't know how far you can go when they start the show by saying, this Jonathan Kuminga guy is real athletic. You got to have some other adjective to accompany with your name when it comes to playing at this level if you want to make big money. I think Guru said it best. Some of this stuff you can't teach everybody. Some guys, either they have it or they don't have it. The Warriors just waived Kevin Knox. He was drafted like 7-8, came out of Kentucky, played some good ball. But for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to turn the corner with being an NBA player. Again, when I think about Kuminga, I'm not saying he's not a good player. He will never be somebody elite player, some Anthony Edwards, some Jaylen Brown. That's not who he is. He would never be that. And so what I would say, what I would encourage the young man to do, take the deal. One of the biggest things we forget when it comes to Steph and even Klay and Draymond, their next deals were team-friendly deals, and they grew into the big deal. We know Steph had the ankle issues. His first deal, 3 or 4 years, $40 million. Hey, man, I would encourage Kuminga, take the deal they offer you, and if and when you get better, as people could keep calling in saying you're going to be, then you get the bag. Right now, take the money that's on the table, baby.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Mr. Lee. They can't re-sign him, or they can't extend him now. Wow. There was a deadline to do it. They didn't do it. Now they got to wait till the end of the year.
Do you really believe if his representatives, because that's like the street story, Stein, if you wanted less, they could have got something done?
Well, I'm sure.
Wow,
I mean, that'll usually get something done if you take less. Wow.
But then we saw, and again, Klay was at a different juncture in his life and his career, that what was originally offered is not there when you go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, by the way, we got a ton of people on the YouTube chat.
Yeah.
If you're on that chat, take a look. I'm going to hold something up right here. And I had a talk with a boss about this yesterday. And it's...
I didn't see it.
It's no, you were invited. It was we're talking about how I have a belief, and you try to avoid it. But no, I don't talk about politics on a sports talk radio show for the most part. I don't like it. But see what I'm holding up here?
Look at my man.
This is my ballot.
Yep.
I'm mailing it in. Get out there and vote. That's all I say about it.
Can we really
do
talk
your
about,
civic responsibility and vote? And for those who think it's next Wednesday, like goo, it's actually next Tuesday.
Well, I was having this conversation with Norm. Yeah. I'm being honest.
Oh, no.
We can do it for 2 seconds.
I'll walk off.
I am so down on our humanity.
Okay. That's so far so good.
And the tricks that have gone on in different elections.
Dirty tricks. That's Richard Nixon.
So
you're starting to go down that road.
No, I'm so worried that this election can be stolen by whomever. That's where I'm at in life.
No. Okay.
I feel like we are living out a Saturday Night Live skit.
Cut his mic.
The Rock is coming out to play.
There we go. What do you think the Warriors are going to go on this road trip?
Shocked you talking to me.
Wait, Dre, I'm giving you love.
Just vote and let the chips
I'll
fall.
I'll take Stani right now.
Oh, no.
If you're telling me Curry's not in, or I'm going 3-2. I'll take 3-2. But if they really want to send a message, it's 5. If they want to send a message, like I know it's baby message right now, or 4-1. You win in Boston. That's the one to me. You win in Boston and have people
problem
like,
is, I get to Boston. They're already down 60 from last year.
Dude, that is, man. That
Do
was
you know
a,
who they play the last 3 games of the road trip?
He doesn't.
Boston.
Okay.
Cleveland.
Give me the 5. Give me the 5. Get off the computer.
I'm not. I'm looking at me, and I do like my shirt. Washington.
That's second.
Okay, but you just said all 5. Oh, you want it in order?
Yes.
Oh, man, he tripping. We got to Washington, Houston Saturday.
Okay.
Washington.
I don't care about the days.
Washington Monday.
Right.
Okay.
Then who?
This is where it gets hard. Cleveland. Boston. Cleveland. And who's the 5th?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, that is murder.
I know.
3-2 without Curry.
And what am I missing on my map? How do you go from Boston to OKC in the Midwest?
Because you're flying back and you just stop in Oklahoma City.
Well, you stop in Cleveland, but
let's go to Barry in San Jose. Squeeze him in before Geltsy.
BG,
what's up, Barry? How are you?
What's happening, boys?
Hey.
Hey, you know, I couldn't help but call in on this JK thing. Look, JK is in a horrible situation. Ooh. He's in a situation where he's developing. He didn't play much basketball growing up, so he's developing. He is a talent, and they're trying to develop him to fit a system that may or may not be, right for his particular skill set. I definitely think that JK needs to be traded, but for different reasons than most Warrior fans. I personally want to see him do well and succeed. And
And I think he need a little bit of that what Steph Curry and Klay Thompson had. Like the previous caller was talking about Steph and Klay, but JK has never had a coach publicly behind him telling him he's the best thing since sliced bread, like Steph and Klay had with Mark Jackson. You know, you know, just think back. We thought he was a nut job by saying that this is the best back shooting backcourt in the history of basketball after like year one.
Yeah.
So I think if Steve Kerr, I don't see him changing his stripes at this point. I know that he can do it because he's everything to Brandon Podziemski that Mark Jackson was to Stephen Clay. So if you're just going to beat down on J.K., let the kid go to some place where he can, like, spread his wings. And to drive my point, he had a meeting with Steve Kerr asking him, like, you know, who do you see yourself, who do you model your game after? And J.K. says, Kobe Bryant. Well, Steve Kerr says, nah, I see you more like a Marion.
Sean Marion?
Who played Sean Marion.
The Matrix.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, take – why not just take all the kids' creativity and ambition? You know, like constantly he's been told what he's not. And personally, I don't agree with that, but my opinion means jack, you know what? So anyway, that's my two cents, man. I mean, what do you guys
good
think
stuff,
about that?
Good stuff, man. How would you describe his situation?
I don't think it's bad. I'm different. I think Detroit's a bad situation. It's hard to develop good habits when you're losing.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, Dan in Roseville, appreciate the text, by the way. Dan, now in Roseville, he was in Pleasanton. He still listens to the show, and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Coming up momentarily, Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All right, if you listen to the show, you know he's one of our favorites. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us, Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. Geltzy, are you buying the Warriors?
So, guys, it's very funny, guys. Somebody pointed this out to me, one of our listeners at NBA Radio yesterday, that I didn't realize. You know, we all make predictions before the season begins.
Yep.
I was the only one at the channel that had the Warriors as a playoff team.
Wow.
Not only that, I will tell you that my partner Sam Mitchell and I have a bet on the Warriors, okay? And Sam and I, there's a steakhouse that we like down the Jersey Shore that we've been to together called the Butcher Block.
Sure.
Yeah, it is not a cheap steakhouse, gentlemen, to say the least, all right?
Sam
and I have a deal. Okay, if the Warriors win 45 or more, Sam is buying me dinner at the Butcher Block. If the Warriors win 40 or less, I am buying Sam dinner. 41 to 44 is considered a push, and we pay for our own meals. And that is where we are on that. And I am, so to answer your question, that was a long-winded way of me saying, I've been bullish on the Warriors since the jump, guys. I like what they did in the offseason. I certainly like how they look now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Geltzy, if you win the bet, just tell Sam Mitchell he's dumb school. Remember, he had the old school dumb school thing. So, obviously the big thing out here right now is Steve Kerr says he's going to keep trying to play 10, 11, 12, guys. They had three guys out last night, but be that as it may, what do you think? A gimmick or could it work?
No, I think it could. Listen, I think it could work because what he's essentially telling you is that he's going to run a rotation that's matchup dependent. And I don't have a problem with that in this league. The challenge for him playing this many guys is the volume of non-shooters, right? So, like, you know, Looney only got 8 minutes last night, but Looney's a non-shooter. I know Gary Payton can hit the occasional corner three. He's not much of a shooter. Kuminga's a wonderfully talented player. Not a great shooter. Mm. But, you know, Trayce Jackson-Davis is a nice player. He's not a shooter. Draymond, Draymond. Draymond's a Hall of Famer. He's not a shooter. Like, that's the challenge, and that's why the contribution that you've had early on here from Buddy Hield has been so vital and so enormous to what they're doing. Because if you can get, like, he's not going to shoot 50% from three this year, but if he's north of 40, if he's 42, if he's 44, those types of results from him are going to really help drive this team, because that's my one concern is, you know, outside of Steph Curry, is there enough shooting there? And listen, it's been a couple game sample size, and thank God for the Warriors. It won't have to be that much longer, but it's been a couple games and they've managed to piece it together. Now, again, it's against the shorthanded Pelicans. So that's the other point in this. So we can't go over the top. I mean, the Pelicans last night, we know they're missing Murray. We know they're missing Murphy. They were missing McCollum and Jones, too. You had them very shorthanded. So, but the Warriors are, too, as you mentioned. No Curry, no Wiggins, no Melton. By the way, guys, get used to this. Melton, who's a good player, and I like him, he is hurt a lot. Melton is hurt more than he is not hurt. So, by the way, all that's another reason why going 11, 12 deep into a rotation isn't a terrible idea, because you're going to have to use everybody at one point or another with the amount of age and injury-prone guys on his roster.
BG, awesome stuff. Let's talk a little Kuminga, because we're getting calls on him left and right, and this is what I told my partner. Hey, the Warriors made a decision. They didn't want to re-up him. A lot of guys in his draft class got re-upped, okay? I told Steiny, I think that's a bad message. You know, if you just took a temperature of the scoreboard, that they didn't want to do that. Then Kerr says we're going to go 12 deep, and I'm thinking to myself, man, that might not be the best news for Kuminga. But BG, we just had a caller say he felt bad for the situation that Kuminga's currently in with the style and everything going on with the Warriors and him not fitting. How would you describe Jonathan Kuminga and where he's at with this Warrior team in a contract year?
You know, so, all right, let's start with the reason that I don't think they extended him. The reason I don't think they extended him is because if this is going well this year, as they come into the trade deadline and a star player is available, they're going to lead a package with Jonathan Kuminga. Mm. There's a reason that Mike Dunleavy pieced together these $10 million contracts in the way that he did. Melton, Anderson, Hield. You can put all these together with someone like Kuminga and bring in, a $40 million player. And I think Warriors have their picks to be able to do that. They want to be prepared to do that. Kuminga is a lead piece in a deal like this. They could not put Kuminga in a deal if they sign him to a contract extension right now, to an early contract extension. He will be poison pilled the entire season. So we can look at the evaluation of Jonathan Kuminga, who you think he is as a player. I think he could ascend to be a star in this league if his shooting improves. I think he's that athletic, he's that good, and I don't mind a little bit of the attitude and the swagger that he has. I like that in guys who believe in themselves. So I'm a big Kuminga guy. I like him a lot. But I also think we have to be realistic about this. The Warriors would like to squeeze one more title out of the Curry era. And, you know, I think that they've kind of positioned themselves to be able to add a very meaningful player. We know they were in on Lauri Markkanen right to the end till Utah decided to re-sign him. Who knows who's going to be available at this deadline? When you watch some of the teams that are not off to good starts that have some star players on them, the Warriors want to be players. And if you're going to want to be players for those kinds of guys, the talent that you're going to have to put forth is Jonathan Kuminga. And listen, it surprised me that the Warriors are willing to put him in a marketing deal and not Brandon Pajemski. I still believe that the reason that they did not give Kuminga a contract extension had less to do with Jonathan Kuminga and more to do with the fact that he could be a piece that could go somewhere and bring them back the kind of guy they could pair with Curry and Draymond that puts the Warriors right back in the title contention.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, Sirius XM NBA Radio. I want to ask you a little bit about Buddy Hield, because, you know, when you don't see a guy play every night watching your team, you really don't get the feel you do once you watch him for a season or even for a stretch of games. You like Buddy Hield?
So here's the thing. Let me start with this. I actually spent some time close to an hour with Buddy Hield last year, right before the playing game with Philadelphia and Miami. I went down to Philadelphia for NBA Radio. I interviewed Buddy Hield, but I watched him work out before, and then he just hung out chatting with me afterwards. Like, he's a really good dude, yeah. On the side. Like, just a really nice, good guy. Here's your issue with Buddy Hield, okay? I don't know if Buddy could guard me. And that's the problem, okay? He's a wonderful shooter. He's a really good guy to have on a team. He understands his role. His role is to put shots up. And he can shoot it from deep. He can shoot it well from deep. He's a little streaky, as you saw. You'll see him against the Clippers on 1-9. He has those bad nights. But he also has great nights. And he's a really, really good to great three-point shooter. He's just not going to help you on the other end. But I also will tell you this. Listen, they replaced Klay Thompson with three players, with Hield, Kyle Anderson, and DeAnthony Melton. You know, you watched last night, you know, Minnesota-Dallas, or two nights ago, all right, Minnesota was attacking Klay every possession. Like, my point is this. I'm not saying Klay's not a better defender than Hield, but it's kind of degrees of bad. My point being is that a facsimile of Klay at a lesser price, that's kind of what Hield represents right now for where Klay is in his career. So I think he's a good player for the Warriors right now, and on a team that is starved for a little bit of shooting outside of Curry and needs some better spacing to help guys like Kuminga and guys like Wiggins, Buddy Hield's a pretty good fit here.
BG, I love it, man. I got to be honest with you. When it comes to Draymond Green, my partner and I'll speak for myself. You know, I've always criticized him at every turn in regard to the off-the-court stuff and the stuff that trickles down that, you know, when you leave your teammates in a bad position. But I've never questioned his heart. BG, I went to a game, last preseason game against the Kings, and I came back and you thought I caught the Holy Ghost. I'm telling Steiny, I saw vintage Draymond. He controlled everything. He was arguing with the refs, hard foul, and he's getting off to this great start. I call him Joe Frazier as a defender because he's never the biggest dude, but what he did against Zion, I just respect. So this ain't about off the court. Can you talk to us about Dre, the defender, and what you've seen from him and how much he has left? Because now I feel like this dude can do no wrong.
I will tell you, Dal, from the jump here, he looks like he's got a lot left, doesn't he? He's playing great, man. He really is. And it's Dre doing Dre. It's his all-around game, right? Like, the numbers are the numbers, and that's fine. He's also shooting it very well. He will not continue to shoot it this well. We know that. But he is steering the ship in the way that Green steers the ship. As a defender, he is still an elite defensive player. But I think what you're seeing here right now is he's an elite team player. Like, right now, Draymond Green is raising the level of guys around him, young guys, Moody, Jackson Davis, Pajemski, Kuminga. He's lifting the level of all these guys and making them believe. Like, and it's amazing. Listen, Green at times has been selfish. But I will also say this to you about Draymond Green. I believe in my heart of hearts that last year taught him his lesson. Which is a big deal to say. This is a guy that tried to kick LeBron in the family jewels, okay, and essentially cost the Warriors a title by doing it and still didn't learn his lesson from that. But when you look at what happened last year, how tough the conference is, what their record was with him, but worse off what their record was without him, it's very, very fair to say that Draymond Green cost the Warriors a playoff spot last year in the top eight. He did.
Yeah,
Brian. Absolutely did.
Yeah, Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. So this offseason, it was no secret that the Warriors made a run at Paul George and then tried to make a run at Lauri Markkanen. Did they dodge bullets there? Do you look at it that way, or do you look at it as, you know what, those would have been great pieces for this team?
So I think you got to look at it separately.
All right.
They may have dodged a bullet with PG. Listen, PG wanted 4 years at max money, and the Sixers gave it to him because they don't have a choice. The Sixers are on this Embiid hamster wheel with Embiid's health and injuries, and they have to go all in now because they just don't know how long Embiid's going to be here, and they keep extending him and throwing more money at him just to try to keep him engaged. So, you know, for the Sixers did what they had to do with Paul George. I don't you know, for the Warriors, that having to pay Paul George the kind of money that he's going to get paid in the last 2 years of that deal would have worked well for them. Listen, I don't know that they dodged a bullet with Markkanen. I think Markkanen would have been a super fit. I would have put Pajemski in a Markkanen deal to be able to bring him in. But I don't know that we can also truly say they dodged a bullet till we see who becomes available and who they might go after. Yeah. Again, the Warriors have a roster that is priced to sell. They have a roster that they will go ahead and they will move guys off this roster. The guys that are not going to get moved, you know, obviously are Curry and Green, and then Moses Moody this year has been poison pilled. So we know he's not going to go. Anybody else is fair game. They want to keep Pajemski, and I understand why. With all that said, if it's the right deal and that's the guy you got to put in the deal, you put him in the deal. So I guess what I'm saying right now is they dodged a bullet with George because those last 2 years you don't want to have to deal with of his contract. I can't say they dodged a bullet with Markkanen. I know that it's not going great for Utah. That's the plan in Utah for it not to go great. Mm. So that's kind of what they want. But I don't, till we see what is coming down the pike at the deadline, that's when we'll get an idea if the Warriors dodged a bullet or not.
BG, I got to tell you, 2 years ago on the same station, we had Warrior fans dreaming of one day Giannis Antetokounmpo wearing a Warrior uniform, and we laughed and had fun. But all of a sudden, I wake up this morning and I keep hearing noise. What can you tell us and what's going on with Giannis in Milwaukee?
Well, so I want to point you guys back to a piece that was done in the Athletic / New York Times before the season started by Sam Amick, one of the great writers on the NBA beat for many, many years, a columnist there at the Athletic. And Sam comes from your area, guys, who was originally in Sacramento. And Giannis said something that if we have an off year, they may decide to trade me. That got my tentacles up. Because, no, Giannis, they're not going to want to trade you no matter what kind of off year the team has. Okay? What you're essentially saying is that if we have an off year, I may want you to trade me. That's where that's coming from. So let's go there for a minute because the Bucks are old. The Bucks are not deep. And if we think that Chris Middleton's going to save the Bucks defensively, the Bucks are horrible defensively. They're absolutely awful on that end of the floor. And I don't think that gets better. I just don't. And not that they're not going to win some games. They are, but I don't like what I see out of them at all. So if that's the case, Giannis wants to compete for a title every single year. Giannis is 30. He's not necessarily going to hang in Milwaukee and let them try to retool this thing around him when they have no assets. I just don't see it. Giannis is too much of a competitor, and he's kind of telegraphed that. So if Giannis wants to move, who is best positioned to be able to go get him? Because he's going to want to go somewhere where he can win immediately. And two places off top. Man, I know there's talk about New York, but you can't tell Milwaukee's gift-wrapping him to New York when New York has no picks to trade. I don't see that as being realistic. Houston is a realistic place for him, but I don't know if that happens during the season. That's an off-season move. If you look at the number they signed Şengün to, the contract they signed Jalen Green to, which is a 2+1 contract, is a very tradable deal. They have all their picks. They have the Phoenix picks from Brooklyn. They have everything that they need in Houston and the kind of roster that Giannis walks into when there's still plenty there that he can go compete for championships with that group. That's number one. Number two is the Orlando Magic. Very similar situation. Anybody but Bankera would be available as a lead piece. The Suns contract could be a lead piece. Franz Wagner could be a lead piece. They have all their picks. They have a wealth of good young players that they can put in deals. They would be viable. There'd be enough left there that they could compete with a title. The third team's the Golden State Warriors. And I think that would be intriguing for all the same reasons. The Warriors have their own picks, and I just went fired up four good young players. Seeing that maybe Moody doesn't have the value that I think you'd like him to have. Jonathan Kuminga, I keep saying it, could be a star in this league. Like that, he has that kind of capability, and he's respected around the league in that way. The Warriors could certainly put some kind of package together to be able to do that. Now, again, players like Wagner and Suggs and Şengün and Jalen Green and Jabari Smith, another guy that I figured Houston would look to put forth in that deal because Giannis would take his position. Those guys may be, you know, so the package of two of those may be more attractive than what the Warriors can put together. But I will also say this, if Giannis asks out and wants to go somewhere, the Bucks have the kind of relationship with Giannis that they're not going to screw him on. They are going to, for the Bucks are forward thinking group. They, that ownership group is, and they're going to want to look at this situation and say, you know what? we don't want stars to shy away from coming to Milwaukee because we screwed Giannis. So if Giannis would rather go to Golden State instead of Orlando, and we take a little bit less in the deal, but it's what works best and we look better to future players as having taken care of them, that may be something they want to do. So I do think that if he asks out, I think the Warriors are a one of the three most viable destinations for him.
Yeah, and Delcy, I'm with you. I mean, if you just look at the Warriors' payroll, it's pretty unbelievable how many players they have under contract between, let's say, $3.5 and $13 million. They have like eight guys like that. So, I think that was part of Mike Dunleavy's plan in the offseason to ostensibly keep the window open if they didn't make a move last offseason.
Yeah, Matt, it's a very good point. One thing in mind, this new CBA, you can't stack minimum contracts. So having a contract at like $3.5 million, it actually benefits you to pay guys a little bit above the minimum if you can. Mm. So I think that, and so I agree with you. Mike Dunleavy's done that. But I'll also say this. This Warrior group, and we're a little over a week into the season, so it's very early, okay? But they're going to have to earn that a little bit. They're going to have to be enough of a contender. I feel that way about the Lakers, and I feel that way about the Warriors. I think those are two teams, as we come after the first of the year, that have to be well above 500 and flirting with the top six in the conference. Mm. If the Warriors, 44 games in, are 20-24, I don't know that they're going to sacrifice that much future for current reinforcements. If, 45 games in, they're, let's say 28-17, that's different. Then I think you will see them being willing to mortgage the future for another run right now. They have to play well enough with the group that they have to earn that type of reinforcement at the trade deadline, Matt.
Great stuff, Brian.
As always, man.
We appreciate it, and can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Two of my favorites, gentlemen. Always love coming on with you guys. We're happy to come on again anytime soon.
Sweet. Thank you, Brian. Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And he, of course, comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
He's the man.
He's tapped into the Warriors.
And Giannis Steiny, wow, you talked about it, that flexibility that Dunleavy's put together. I got to ask you this, Steiny. What's a 2+1 contract?
That's what Jalen Green signed, I believe, where he got an extension, but he didn't take the 4 years. He actually took three,
which allows him to do...
I think it's more about the team's flexibility. The one is... the option, I think.
I think you're, yeah, that's okay. It. That's all it. Right. Yeah, it's a team option, I think, on the third year.
Mm.
Or player, I'm not sure, but I think team.
Wow.
Way to put me on the spot, you.
No, that's, I was just adding, yeah, that's
up to you guys. You.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
My guys, but dude, Giannis, hey, he thinks Kuminga could be a star, and his star is not tainted around the league yet. Not that we said it was, Steiny, but man, could you imagine?
Well, okay, if you're talking about the one thing
Giannis.
I was thinking about is, yeah, but he said, do the Warriors have anything to give the Bucks that's better than Jalen Green and Şengün?
No. Unless you think that highly
and
of
picks.
Oh, man.
But.
And best believe that line's around the corner for Giannis. If he were, you know what I mean? Like, you're, man.
I
oh, my gosh, man.
Well, wouldn't it also depend on what the Bucks are trying to do? Like, if they're trying to fully rebuild, then taking on two Albatross rookie contracts might not actually be the best avenue. But if they want to remain viable, then you probably just want the best players back.
Because their defense is slaughtered right now. He's right.
Whenever I hear of a superstar that comes available, I always think the first thing the other team's going to want is a guy they think, or is a young player that they think could become a superstar in 4 or 5, 3 or 4 years or whatever it is. And I don't know, maybe is Jalen Green that? Who's got more of an upside, like Jalen Green or Kuminga?
Right now, I'd say Jalen Green.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just kind of throwing it out there.
Well, I also think that the big selling point would be the Suns' draft picks.
Yes, and they got a lot of them.
Like, the Warriors' draft picks might actually not look as good if teams feel like they're going to be competitive in the near future.
Man.
Yeah.
But, boy, what he would mean to life after Curry and life with Curry.
He's 30, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's not a...
what, old 30?
No, Middleton, who's just gotten old right before our eyes, man, and then street clothes.
He's in year 12.
Wow,
man. Jeez. That's a mess.
12 years.
It'll
for
come
Giannis.
At you fast, man.
And he's been in Milwaukee the whole time. Yep. Been in Milwaukee the whole time. All right. What do we got here? We'll get out in about 4 minutes, and then we got the crossover coming up in about 20.
He didn't sound too highly on Moody. Remember, we talked to him last year.
Well,
he thought Moody might have more value than Kuminga at that time.
Well, but I think what he really meant about Moody is he can't really be traded this year.
Oh, right.
Because his contract doesn't kick in till next year. So what he's going to make next year is going to be a lot more than this year, and that's called the poison pill, which makes it very difficult to trade a guy like that. I'm looking at my board. And
well, it also made it sound like these moves would be in the upcoming summer, not necessarily midway through the season.
Yeah, I mean, he did mention come New Year, if the Warriors are 20-24,
yeah,
they're less
that.
Likely.
Yeah,
and if they're, I actually do think that's kind of interesting. Is the better the Warriors do, the more likely they are to make a move.
Yeah.
According to Geltzy, which I don't disagree with.
And what fed your appetite before the season even started, 4-1, to where you were like, D, at the deadline, the Warriors might be frisky.
They might be. And, like, that's a nice little ace in the hole to have. Mm. You have a team that you hope is pretty good, and then you look and you like your payroll, and you like that you have your picks. And you make the decision whether you think there's a move out there that can take you from a 6 seed to a 2 or 3 seed. And will there be one that presents itself? Let's go to David in San Francisco. What's up, David? How you doing?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Just wanted to chat quickly while we're on the topic of Kuminga being a potential trade piece, which I agree with 100%. Especially since they didn't extend him. But, you know, I question whether or not we're actually kind of doing right by him and ourselves, because I just don't know if he's getting the opportunity that he deserves. I mean, you just talked about Jalen Green and him. I mean, who's a better potential future star? Jalen Green, sure, right now, but gotten the same minutes as him, I'd think Kuminga at this point.
Huh?
And I kind of also just think about his attitude, because, you know, getting told an hour before the other game, the other night, you know, that you're not starting when two starters are already out, you know, that's not, you know, either. So I just kind of question whether or not we're really, like, handling the situation correctly.
Wow.
Curious to get your thoughts.
I think that's, you know, it's fair. I think it's fair to ask that question, because Kuminga is only one of two guys that didn't get that extension, and Josh Giddey's the other. And I absolutely think that's a fair question to ask.
It is.
What's
I feel
going
terrible.
On with Kuminga? And there's a, you know, I mean, maybe he's not destined to play his entire career for the Golden State Warriors. The door's not shut on that, no. I don't believe. But, I mean, it's also probably more likely that he doesn't end up here long term than some of the other guys that got those extensions.
Well, let's put it all out there, Stoddy, because he has me thinking, I don't feel bad. We kind of talked about it. But do you think the handling of telling J.K. he wasn't going to start was the more I think about it, Stoney, it wasn't cold, but can I say odd?
Like, I don't that, like, honestly,
there was no
I don't
care,
know if
it seems
odd.
Like it was involved. But hearing somebody from the outside say an hour, we don't know, you know, how soon he knew, but one could argue it was rather cold. And some can say, grow up, go with the NBA, Kuminga be fine. But it is interesting how that...
But again, I don't know how often Kerr communicates via text versus face-to-face.
Right.
Somebody did text yesterday, and we were talking about this, saying, you know, the young people, they don't want to answer the phone. They don't talk on the phone anymore. A text is that. But, yeah, that's...
Right.
You know what? I mean, like, that would be a question that I would ask Steve Kerr. How much do you text players, and how much do you talk to them?
Mm. Yeah.
So when Willard and Dibbs come in here, I'll give them one of those. Hey, you should ask Kerr. All right. Coming up on the other side, I'm debating whether to tell this Remember I got that story about Tiger?
We have. You got to tell it.
I think I'm going to tell it.
Yeah, you got to
deserve it.
On the other side. All right.
Jalen Green averaging 29 points, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Season's young on 95.7. The game.
I love you. You're just nuts in general.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Get right. Me off the TV.
Mid-range, in your face.
Please.
Crossover with Willard and Dibs coming up in 10 minutes.
This sucker.
Have you seen them out there, any of them?
I saw Dibs. I had to talk to him about something.
Well, he ain't hating
serious.
On the Dodgers. What do you mean?
In fact, I can... Yeah, I don't think
I don't have any money, man.
Just a guy, a gentleman that we knew in the television business passed unexpectedly earlier this week. His name was Rick Reed.
Oh, man.
And I did a lot of work with him back in the day on Warriors Roundtable. He produced Major League Baseball.
Oh, man.
And one of the nicest
good dude.
Yeah, great guy. And we like I know his wife, and he's got two kids.
Oh, man.
They're originally They lived in Alameda, and then they moved to Grass Valley after he retired.
Oh, rest in peace.
66.
Oh, no, Steiny, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Rest in peace. I'm sorry,
so,
man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, his name was Rick Reed, and really sad.
Yeah, no doubt.
God, between him and Charvarius Ward's daughter.
And my friend Lamont, I just lost.
Yeah,
it was just
true.
Yeah, I was out Tuesday for that. But that's why I say, Steiny, real quick here, not to go down here. When we come in, man, just have fun, man. I know sometimes you want to fight me, but you can't. But
no,
you know what I mean? I look at you like, you got it so bad. He ain't the worst.
You don't think I have fun here?
Evan, I let Evan help me. He asked, we think he has fun here. I said, I'm going to throw it
to
the
youngster. You don't think I've had fun today?
Look at your face.
Oh, no, today you've been in you're in a zone today.
Yeah, today you had fun. Yeah.
Ever since the Steph jersey, you've been different. A lot of people try to correlate the positivity. I'm like, no, it's real.
So
courtside Steinmetz.
Well, we don't know.
Well, I was like 8 rows up.
You saw Ritter?
I did see Raymond Ritter.
My gosh.
I had texted Raymond Ritter and I said, call me Joel Embiid, but I'm not coming tonight.
Right.
I don't play back to backs. And then I changed my mind. I was in the city. I was like, come on, Steiny. Get in the game.
Shout out to James Kincaid, who for Halloween dressed up as Raymond Ritter.
Did you see it on Facebook?
I didn't see it.
It went to the post game presser with the whole get out.
What did he do about his hair?
He had one of the bald caps. Oh. And then he did his Ritter impression.
Dude, it was with Ritter right next to him. It was great. Kerr was laughing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Can I check it out on social media?
It's on his Facebook. Okay. Kincaid.
All right. Yep. Boy, we've had a...
Or Instagram for the younger audience.
You know, and maybe we save this one for tomorrow, because today was such a fun, upbeat show about the Warriors, but we were talking about the Warriors, the league. Did you see these ratings?
Well, I got to be careful here.
God.
All right, well, I'll save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Can I just tell you my introduction, Evan, before you were even born, to the NBA? Look at me.
Yeah.
The championship came on tape delay on CBS at 11:30. At that time in our country, I believe 5 or 8 to 9 black guys on a television didn't play well everywhere. And now with the playing field the way it is and whatever's going on in the world, Steiny, guys getting paid, deemed lazy, I believe that from afar. I just think the NBA product is not for every household, and I'll leave that there. And that's why I think it has something to do with the ratings down. You could call me angry
it might
black
help
man.
If, it might help if the fans thought players loved the game.
Ooh.
That might help. It now, might help if Joel Embiid gave an indication that he actually did want to play basketball as much as he possibly could.
What do you think it is?
I think part of it's the 3-point shots jumped the shark.
And that's what I was going to ask BG, but the Giannis question was Steiny, it really has.
So just the NBA viewership's declining. Let's see, opening season, doubleheader was down 42%. Bucks-Sixers game was down.
Oh,
the Suns-Clippers game was down 49%. And I was just going to ask why. Why do you think the ratings...
We need to save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we do. But
I think they haven't got that in my head.
Do you want to save it or?
Well, it's more than a 4-minute discussion, so we're not going to exhaust everything here.
So give people a reason to tune in tomorrow.
Okay.
Because if I see another...
Tomorrow we'll be talking about why we think the ratings are so down in the NBA.
But we got to get some Niners stuff before you leave, too.
What did they do?
Well,
they don't even have anybody talking this week.
Well, they got a game.
No, they don't have a game.
No, we got to tell
a bye week.
And we're going to tell the Niner fans who to root for on your bye week. Like, you know, what losses will help your cause?
Okay. How hard is that? You want Seattle to lose, you want the Rams to lose, and you want the Cardinals to lose.
More,
boy, that's a trip. That'll hold them.
Hey, I was fighting for my life, man. And you just going to just run me over.
Oh, man. Thank you for being such an entertaining show. You're welcome, 650.
You didn't read the next
one. We tried. You're right, I didn't. And that's why radio is theater of the mind.
Hey, just real quick, I don't want to ruin tomorrow's show. Steiny, if I see another 3 or 4-on-1 break and they just stop and take the three like it's a layup, I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Probably like, keep watching.
And that's why I'm wondering if them rebound numbers are, boy, I just thought of Coach. I'm going ADD now.
Coach who?
Coach from Vallejo. He just wants equal opportunity, but pods is not where you start. I get it, man. Pods has shocked me. I saw him in college, man, but that hurt me when he said, Guru, you say all the nice stuff. I was on Pods' helmet last year like, I don't know. He has made me a believer, man.
By the way, Guru referred to when the NBA Finals were tape delayed. 1979, 1980, and 1981.
But the question is why? We'll get into it tomorrow. Why?
Why they were tape delayed 40 years ago?
There was some racism involved in that, too.
And the league had a drug issue, allegedly.
Well, do they have an issue with Paolo Banchero being questionable for Friday with a right abdominal strain? Like, this is why the NBA sucks.
And to be honest, where's Wiggins? No, like, it's legit. Oh, he said something, BG, about Melton. Remember, I was the only one worried about the back.
Yeah, you're the only one. Okay, you were the only one.
See,
you were such the only one that the Warriors waved his physical. They didn't care.
I just cannot take my victory laps.
Now you can't.
Dude. Now the dude's fighting me over the elliptical. Listen.
Great energy today, Steiny. Goo, step up your game.
He also said Buddy Hield was a turnstile.
He's trying this year.
He is.
He's
trying. I told Evan that during the break. You walked off like, am I missing something with Buddy? He's trying. Yeah.
Just a couple quick. Well, ratings are down because Curry's out.
Well, somebody said because it's Halloween week. Miss me. Get out of here. Don't come by the house for candy.
Do you buy candy?
No. I turn the lights off. We used to.
Hold on a sec. Now, I've never been to the house in Sac.
Yeah.
But I know where you live in the Yune. Please tell me Norm does not shut the lights out.
Norm,
there is no doubt that neighborhood's got a lot of kids.
Yeah, Norm's at the door.
Atta baby, Norm.
The Yune. I don't trust humanity. I don't.
6-year-olds. What are they going to do?
Okay, what new costumes are we getting?
Well,
like, it's just a shark. I'm the president. I'm like, come give me something. I'm Princess Leia. Okay.
We had a gentleman.
I'm Superman.
We had a gentleman.
I'm Batman.
On the sales staff who had an incredible costume.
You got
the great Gabe Shapiro.
What was it?
He went as a KCBS P1, which means that's all he listens to. And he had overalls, this hat. He just looked like a guy who was about 73 years old with overalls. And I was like, what are you? He goes, I'm a KCBS P1.
He didn't win the contest.
Yeah, he did. He won. We had multiple categories.
Oh, okay.
We had sales, and then we had, I think there was promotion.
That's too inside baseball, though.
Yeah,
it was.
Evan kept it real. P1.
All right. Hey, Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.